Well, Gary, nil-nil, happy or not?
Well, I think mixed, really. I think it was a wonderful team performance in terms of organisation and discipline against, you know, a very experienced, very expensive and quality side in Derby. But that said, I think we, you know, we had the opportunities to probably have won the game with the clear-cut chances.
Early chance for Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
Could have been a different night, that header, couldn't it? Had it gone in?
Yeah, very much so. I think so. You know, it's his first game for a long, long time. And, you know, I think if perhaps he'd probably had another game under his belt, you know, it wouldn't have come as probably such a surprise as what it did to him. But he was outstanding tonight. Like I say, it's his first game for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 months. And he epitomised everything that we're about.
In terms of big positives, 4 clean sheets at home in a row is something that you've been working extremely hard on, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we want one of those away from home, that's for sure. But, you know, like you say, to go 4 now with clean sheets is a great effort from everybody. You know, defending from the front, it doesn't just, you know, it's not just the back 4 and the goalkeeper. I thought, you know, everybody tonight was tremendous in their work rate off the ball, and they have to be against a quality team like Derby.
We're watching a game up here thinking, don't get a 5th booking of the season for a couple of your lads, don't pick any injuries up, and then you lose a couple of players towards the end of the game who, it's not a long time before you play again, is it?
No, it's not, but you know, we had 7 missing tonight, and again that shows you the 7 first team players, you know, it's not fringe players or anything like that, it's 7 first team players, so it shows you the effort that these boys have put in tonight. What's important now is that we recover well, and we've got the medical team and the expertise to make sure that they're ready for the game. And on Saturday, Hope and Marshy, we hope that we've caught them, like I say, early enough that they're available for Saturday.
Am I right in thinking Craig Conway's got a bruised ankle, and that's what ruled him out?
Yeah, he straight after the game on Saturday, you know, he had a bit of swelling, and fortunately it's not as bad as what he first feared on Sunday morning. So, you know, he wanted to try and give it a go tonight, but he wasn't quite ready. But, you know, we expect him to be fit for Saturday.
Bearing in mind all of that, have you got to be on the phone even more than you have been for the last few weeks before Saturday morning?
That means ringing twice with 2 phones in my hand at the same time then, because, like I say, we can't get on the phone any more than what we're doing. But, look, listen, if we can bring somebody else in to help the troops, that's great. If not, you just see whoever we give the shirt to, the commitment and the effort that they've got for each other. You know, it's a tremendous effort tonight, and has been all season. I think, you know, we're due a run of luck. You know, John O'Sullivan's effort there, it takes a deflection, and how many times have you seen it loop over the goalie and drop in the net? Carson's dropped to his knees and it still lands in his hands. So we just keep going and we make the luck for ourselves.
And in terms of Saturday now, what a big game that is to look forward to.
Yeah, of course, but what we'll do is we'll finish this one off. You know, we'll watch it back tonight and we'll debrief it with the players tomorrow. And then, obviously, the attention turns to Fulham, to Burnley, sorry. And just seen Fulham go across the screen there. But, hey, you know, it'll be what it'll be on Saturday. We know that. We've got to make sure that we recover and get ready to go again.